the people. Victory to the people.
Yes.
26 people is nothing compared to those who are dying in the streets in Palestine.
That's right.
Those who are dying in the streets in Afghanistan.
That's right.
And let us remember those of us dying here in the streets inside the U.S. borders. Don't even have to go around the world to see U.S. imperialism rear its ugly head. We just saw it rear its ugly head right here in our peaceful demonstration across the bridge.
Yes.
26 people arrested for a peaceful, nonviolent demonstration. A 10-year-old Palestinian girl arrested, dragged across the street, pushed face down in the grass by big old pigs. And that's what they are, pigs. Dirty, filthy animals. So again, we sum it up as a victory. We are also asking for people to come next week to Oakland at 3 p.m. at the Pillars at Lake Merritt. For more information, you can get it off www.takeittothebridge.org for updates and information. We feel that we have to be able to sum it up. Again, we feel it's a victory. We see the viciousness of the state. You see how the state moves. They told us in the permit that they were worried about the safety. That is why they didn't want us to carry signs on the bridge, that they didn't want us stopping traffic because it's dangerous. But it is they who stopped the traffic on the bridge, not us. They did our work for us. We sum it up as a victory. So again, we thank people for coming out on today. We want people to come out next week. We hope that people will join the All People's Coalition. It is a coalition made up of many peoples, many nationalities, struggling to build an anti-war movement inside of U.S. borders. We want to build a mobilization where we can raise the $15,000 to where we can use this field and have a platform, have a PA system, be able to sell food, sell literature, and we want to bring thousands on thousands of people back here to Chrissy Field. If they don't want to give a permit to All People, we'll come under another name in another organization and bring the same people out here so we can build an anti-war movement here inside the U.S. border. People around the world need to hear from people inside the U.S. who are against this vicious war at home and abroad. So again, we thank people for coming out. Next week, we're going to take it on for summation. If anybody wants to come add something that they want to say, they can do so now.
Hello? Hi. I just visited the bus, and there's like 20, 23 people on the bus, and there's one bus going to Marin, and then there's a van with about six people in it that's going to 850 Bryant. So I think 850 Bryant.
That's
San Francisco side. So everybody's in good spirits. They were given the peace sign, and they're all psyched. And I think that what you could do if you want to support the arrestees, the detainees, the kidnapped, the abused, the brutalized, is to call the jail support number in like an hour or two, and we'll tell people like where the people are being held, and then we can go there and pick them up when they get released, or welcome them back to freedom, whatever you call it, and or just like be there in support. Okay.
Thanks.
The jail support number is.
Where's the
10-year-old child? She's on the San Francisco bus.
The number is. A lot of people have the number. It's 510-569-9620. The charges were something like failure to disperse and trespassing. So those are citations, and that's pretty.
Territory at Slot. So it was such a victory. We have to consider it. And this action must continue. We have to build this anti-war mobilization. We gotta build it. Talk to our friends, our families, our sisters, our brothers, even those that work for the pigs. You know, we gotta talk to them and win them over. We did win people over today just by being on that bridge. We want people. Tierra y libertad, compañeros. Also, I want to tell you, compañeros, that the Barrio Defense Committee, you know, is selling tamales right now because we have to raise the resources. We have to raise resources to be able to organize in our communities. We have to raise resources, you know, to have a center so that we can organize our gente against this genocidal war. So I encourage you to buy tamales, to buy water. You know, we had to rent a bus just to get here because we don't have no cars. And so, you know, we also encourage you to give donations because we got to pay a lot of money for this charter bus just to get here from San Jose, because the U.S. government keeps us in this poverty so that we don't organize, so they can keep a control on us. But we're here, compañeros. We're here, and we're going to continue to be here because we want to live. We want our children to live. We have to stop this genocidal war. We got to tear down these goddamn prisons where they have our children locked up. We got to tear them down. Control these kids. Get them out of our barrios now. Tierra y libertad, compañeros.
Tierra y libertad.
In solidarity with the girl who was kidnapped today, I don't think any of us should leave until she is delivered to her family again.
That's right. I second that motion.
Third.
All
right.
What are they doing with her right now?
See, her brother's picking her up and she's on her way back down.
Hello, peace, brothers and sisters. We were supposed to represent the music, the Caribbean music. We got here late. There was a lot of traffic, so we ask that you forgive us for that. But there's a few things that have been on my mind about things going on in the Middle East, about things going on here, and what these people represent over here to our right. I mean, I think a lot of us see them as the enemy, and I don't think them as individuals are, but they certainly represent a common enemy to all of us, even themselves. That capitalism and the American culture is set for self-destruct. So by them holding us back and not letting people to express their human rights, they hold back the cycle of human evolution. Cultures are supposed to evolve, and they represent a police state. Not them as individuals, but the power and the force that they represent. You could call it occupation. In the Middle East, you can call it cultural imperialism. You can call it racism. You can call it the Crusades. You can call it European feudalism, because it has the same root. I would like for folks not to forget that this is indigenous land. About 500 years ago, all in these trees and all in these mountains around here, it was thousands of natives living free. We can't say that there wasn't a class system, because there was a class system, but they did such a good job of redistributing resources that they didn't need prisons, for instance. You know, prison is a European concept, and it derives from the dungeons. How can you rehabilitate and make a society better so that it can heal from its sickness if the prison is the sickness? The prison system is the disease, and right now it's continuing to grow. So as long as that continues to grow, American culture and society will continue to degenerate. And we see that happening. And we can remember that it wasn't always like this. Cultures, they go through evolution, and this empire and the state of humanity is not going to be like this forever. And us, we're another piece of the puzzle. And what we're doing here is real righteous work. It's God's work, regardless of your religion. And you might not even believe in the Lord, but it's love. It's based on love, and that's what matters.